All right, today's film review is Sudden Impact by Clint Eastwood, which is a Dirty Harry film. It is part of a collection that I bought from Best Buy with four movies on it. It contained the original Dirty Harry, then Magnum Force, The Enforcer, and Sudden Impact. I see now they're selling it with the Deadpool on it, which my collection unfortunately did not have. This is the fourth and final, I guess, of my little collection. I would like to watch and review Deadpool, though, in the future. Now, just watched this the other night on my Blu-ray player at home. And what I have to say about it is that I really love the Dirty Harry character, as played by Clint Eastwood. He's just amazing. The first half of the film was so funny to me and so entertaining. I really, really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, by the time we get to the second half of the film, it really slowed down and it turned into sort of a formulaic, little bit of a bore, if I'm being honest. But the film also stars Sandra Locke, sort of as a love interest, but I'm not sure how much of a love interest it was since she was also the main villain in the film. But the reason for her being turned into this villain was because she had a traumatic childhood earlier. I guess she was gang raped by a bunch of people, and she was a serial killer going around getting revenge for all the people who had wronged her. Some of the funny scenes in the film, there was a scene early on in one of Eastwood's colleagues was eating a hot dog and it had ketchup on it, and Eastwood says, "Nobody puts ketchup on a hot dog." I thought that was hilarious. And there's a scene played by Albert Popwell, who played the part of Horace King. He said something about, I don't know if it was about Eastwood being a JAMF. And Eastwood was like, "What's a JAMF?" And it stands for Jive A Double Dollar MF, if you know what I mean. That was hilarious, and there's just a lot of scenes like that that I thought were really funny. There was a scene where Clint Eastwood punches a woman in the face when she was attacking him. You know, and then there's something about Eastwood in this type of film. It's what I think it is. It's his smart mouth remarks that I really find humorous because he says the types of things that you wish you could say and not end up getting beat up. You know what I mean? I was paying attention to how he shoots a gun. And I don't think anybody, any police officers nowadays, would shoot a gun the way he does. Basically, he puts his whole body out, takes his time drawing his arm down, fires, and then draws his arm down again, fires again. And basically, by the time he's done that, he could have been shot three times. I really enjoyed the music and the cinematography in the film. I thought it was great. This was the only Dirty Harry movie that was directed by Clint Eastwood. And I had read that there were some parallels between the way this movie, the plot took place. There were some parallels to High Plains Drifter, which, yeah, I think it's a bit of a stretch, but I've read some comments about that. And then at the end of the film, Clint Eastwood, spoiler, the whole situation with Sandra Locke, he figures out that she ultimately was the serial killer, but he also knew why she did it, and he ends up letting the other police officers pin it on somebody else who was one of the bad guys and lets her go, which I thought was unrealistic. And then the final closing scene, they play a Roberta Flack song, which kind of a depressing song. I mean, she has some great music, but I wasn't really blown away by the final end credit music. I don't think it was the proper selection. I would have picked something else. But, you know, overall, I liked the film. I just didn't really like it. Like, I wouldn't give it 4 stars. So for me, it's a 3-star film.